This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Jeffrey Action Jackson rejoining us, intrepid reporter, independent journalist, critical thinker. And he'll be joining us to talk about the Merck cyber attack of a few weeks back. Why is it that no one else in the mainstream media covered this? Or even in the alternative media, besides me and Del Bigtree? We'll ask Jeffrey about that. What's the latest? Could it be a good thing? I'm not sure. We're going to talk about it. Also, are we going to burst another medical bubble? Would we do that here? Well, we're not the first to the party. We're actually going to be referencing a scientific journal paper that should be embarrassing to just about every cardiologist that does the procedure we're going to cover in just one moment.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Be careful, folks. It's dangerous out there in your doctor's offices. We want to bring about that, that critical thinking ability when we talk about any procedure or standard of care practice, as they call it. Do you do the standard of care? Dr. Vitar says, hell no. Why would I want to suck like that? He does advanced medicine for that reason. And how many times have we covered over the years here on this program of a standard of care that eventually they found out it didn't work or it was based on faulty science. So there was never a basis for which to even begin to use that treatment. And we're about to leap into another one of those, Super D. And again, you don't need a medical degree to figure it out. Unfortunately, the medical degree often decommissions the common sense that God gives you, so you start questioning these things right from the get-go and go, you know what? I'm not going to use that. I don't think that makes a lot of sense other than for one acute use. What am I talking about here? The use of heart stents, specifically to relieve chest pain or ease chest pain, which is what they claim they were using it for. Outside of the ultra acute, you're going to die if we don't do this scenario where they'll put a stent in when an artery is completely blocked to open it back up or if it's collapsed to get the blood to flow through. And I can I can get that as a crisis intervention. Again, it's not like being hit by a bus, although it is when you talk about heart attacks because it's a sudden event. Even though it's been many years of silent development. And to kind of use an analogy I've never used before, of course, the hit by a bus analogy I've used, that is the heart attack. Like, but the reality is, if you had known the symptoms that were so subtle that you don't really, maybe it's unreasonable for me to think that you would, but if you knew, it'd be like being able to see the bus 10,000 miles away heading your direction. So you have plenty of time to figure out not to be in the path of that bus 20,000 miles from now. Because cardiovascular disease takes a long time to get to the point of an acute crisis known as a heart attack. In other words, the calcification of the arteries, the plaque buildup, and the blockage of the flow of blood to the heart, creating that attack scenario. Ultimately, it is like being hit by a bus. If you hadn't been hit by the bus, you might live to the ripe old age of 120. Who knows? But eventually, the calcification within the arteries is the problem. So what the stent was designed to do in a collapse scenario, get in there, open it up, save their lives. But then they started marketing it based on no science that, hey, we can just install this when they have chest pain. There's a little occlusion in there. Is the blood still flowing through? Yes, but they have a little chest pain. Throw it in there. It'll relieve it. And according to this new study, this is phenomenal. They actually did a double-blind placebo-controlled study. And they went right through, in the double-blind perspective, half of the participants got the stent installed, so to speak, during surgery. Half of them had the surgery right to the point of, let's bring the stent all the way through the artery to the point where we would normally place it, and then we're removing it before we place it. I mean, that's all the way commitment to a double-blind study. And Superdon, what did they find out in terms of reduction of so-called pain symptoms, which is their intent with the chronic using of, not an acute case, but a chronic pain scenario? What were the end results of this study? What did they show us?
No difference. So basically it was just, they did what they called the sham procedure.
Right.
And they found that those who got the sham procedure did just as well as those who got the stents.
Yeah. So another standard of care, medical procedure, gold standard, right, has been shown to be completely without merit. It bites the dust. Hopefully before you bite the dust, because you perceive that they actually know what they're doing. And it's the same scenario with cholesterol. If your cardiologist still talks, if your natural doctor still talks about lowering your cholesterol levels, you better think clearly about what kind of help you're getting. Because if they get that one thing so wrong, I'm not saying that everything they get is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But the potential is there that it's worth questioning. Doc, why are you still focused on cholesterol? And in the fact, with this whole kind of pain scenario associated with occlusions, coronary occlusions that are not fully blocked, where are the doctors that are advocating for something they know that allopathically they can use, synthetic amino acids, in the cleaning out of the so-called roto-rootering of the arteries via intravenous chelation? Stumbled upon because they found it removed lead, and oh, by the way, it also seemed to clean the arteries out. And I'm not even saying that's the best approach, but it can be an approach that's legitimate, delivered by an allopathic physician. We talked a little bit about cardiovascular things last hour with Roseanne Lindsay in the answering the question of the day, how silica is really critical. But the occlusions happen largely due to what? The calcification within the arteries due to previous injuries that are unbeknownst to most everybody, including the doctors, caused by what? Metabolic waste not being efficiently removed via the liver, the kidneys, etc. Uric acid. These crystals can create inflammation, injuries within the arterial walls, the lining that creates a scenario where you set yourself up for a necessity to patch and repair. And if you don't correct the underlying cause, you continue to get that inflammation. You can even get those injuries within the arteries. And then the patching, repairing continues, again, unbeknownst, because the symptoms aren't really there to the trained medical eye, much less they don't tell you about your senses and your ability to detect differences years before they're really problematic. And so you may go in for the stent that has now been proven to not work in terms of pain reduction. Or you buy into the statin hypothesis. Statins reduce cholesterol levels, so that indeed will prevent a heart attack, when at the same time it will destroy your liver. It will reduce the coenzyme Q10 levels that are necessary for mitochondrial energy production within the cell. And once again, you can precipitate the very thing they're claiming they want to prevent, a heart attack. So, what do I say here, Super D? Is it another I told you so? I mean, I didn't play the music. I didn't want to be too arrogant about this.
Well, I mean, yeah, I suppose it is. One other thing, you know, was something I want to point out, and it's funny because it wasn't until kind of this moment as I heard you talking about it that it really made me kind of think about my dad. Now, in my dad's situation, several years ago, my dad had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
and the stroke was the result of him having an angioplasty to put a stent in. And it caused a dislodging that, you know, it went up to his brain and gave him a stroke. So here we've got the situation where this procedure has been done over and over and over for years, and it turns out that it's been a mistake. And it makes me wonder, you know, how many people have suffered a fate like my dad did as a result of this procedure that never should have been done, that wasn't doing any good.
And that's another secondary complication. They acknowledge these things, including death being a complication of these stents. And I think J&J at one point, I don't know if they sold it off, they had medicated stents they were putting in that were very dangerous and toxic, but people made a lot of money off of them. If you were a pharma sales rep, big money. There are a lot of things that people make money on that are really dangerous, yet the FDA focuses on what? Not those drugs so much, but the supplements that they're afraid if they compete with the drugs would be harmed. Who cares about the humans that are harmed or killed by drugs, or stents in this case? So the stents, yes, they create. In fact, I'm going to read the background of the summary of this article real quick. It says symptomatic relief is the primary goal of percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI they call it, in stable angina, and is commonly observed clinically. However, they say, and this is a direct quote from the study, there is no evidence from blinded, placebo-controlled, randomized trials to show its efficacy. So when they come after us for promoting things that have not gone through these things as being unscientific and not evidence-based, well, if you're observing, there's some evidence there, but okay, let's give them that. They have no leg with which to stand on, because much of what medicine does today is not based on the quote-unquote evidence within peer-reviewed journals, much less double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Here's further evidence of that. We are not exaggerating for effect. Not at all. Not even a little. Those stents are dangerous. You want to rebuild integrity to your vascular system. The key mineral, among many, is silica. And also, remember the homocysteine response from innate response, especially if you're doing any animal proteins. You want to take one of those with it. And that can address cholesterol metabolism if you're concerned about that, among many other things. So, pretty fascinating opening, Super Don, to the second hour. I was excited to cover this last week, but glad we got to it now.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
All right. Get Jeffrey Jackson on the line, our intrepid reporter. Let's talk about the Merck cyber attack, the story that no mainstream media and no alternative media outlet other than our buddy Dell Bigtree apparently is covering. We'll find out why that is with Jeffrey Jackson when we come back. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com, also simulcasting on YouTube, which you can find there. RobertScottBell.com and GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Lots more to go. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, another guy who rocks the health world, and one day, if not yet, will be receiving awards for his work, is Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter and independent journalist, and someone who's got his critical thinking skills all the way intact. Jeffrey, good to have you back, and it was so good to see your other buddy that you're working with, Dale Bigtree, this weekend.
Yeah. How you doing, Robert? Good to be here.
Doing well, my friend, and it's always good to have you on. The thing we covered, was it a week or two ago now? I can't remember exactly when, you know, when you do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, the days kind of blend together and the weeks do too. How long ago did you first, you know, bring the story up that we covered on the air about the Merck cyber attack?
Well, okay, this is big news, so I have to announce here on air, the Robert Scott Bell Show was the first show to report on this in the world. And that was on July 6th.
Wow.
So we reported that live on air. No other outlet reported on it. In fact, no other outlet reported on it until last week, the update that we were reporting in July. So talk about beating the news cycle.
Well, and thanks to Superdon, too. We're very nimble in order to do that. But, you know, I have to ask, because there are a lot of stories that we'll cover simultaneously. Maybe we'll break it beforehand, and you do that a lot, too. And others that we're reporting on that have been out in the media for years, but we're going to give you a different perspective on it. What was it about this that kind of everybody missed? And, of course, we'll get into where it's going, but what is it that everybody missed here?
Well, on June 27th, Merck put out a notice that their computer network was compromised by a cyber attack. And the cyber attack was called a Petya cyber attack, and it went all over the world. It hit major corporations, banks. And what I noticed was in the reporting, which, you know, was worldwide reporting, everyone was reporting on it, mainstream news, there was just a little mention, oh, yeah, and Merck got hit by it, too. And then what I noticed in the news cycle is, every day, the mainstream media was following up on this attack because it was spreading, and these companies that got hit were devastated, millions of dollars of losses. No more mention of Merck, off the news cycle, gone. And you and I know, and I'm sure your listeners probably know, Big Pharma owns the news cycle. Over 70% of their ad revenue on non-election years is pharmaceutical money. So I thought, one plus one equals, I'm guessing Big Pharma doesn't want their damages in the news cycle. So I started doing some digging, contacted some sources, and turned out what the sources were telling me, I couldn't get anybody on record, but they were saying, look, Merck's entire company shut down. All the computers, one source told me the computers are essentially bricks. They don't work anymore. Production's gone. And it was even reaching out into their credit union. So I called the credit union day after day after day, and they were down. Credit union was shut down, no transactions. And that's where it started. And that was on, like I said, June 27th. I wrote an article, immediately went on your show. And shortly after, speaking of Dell, I went on Dell's show, Highwire. Those are the only two outlets that covered this, and nothing, completely nothing. So we can go further with this. Now, they started reporting, the media didn't report on it at all until last week. So the mainstream media was, I'm guessing, this is a big scoop. I'm guessing it was shut down by Big Pharma. Again, my sources, I can't confirm this because no one will talk to me, but no one will go on record. But they said that a memo was sent out to all employees that said, do not talk to the media. So that sounds really more like what happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that Merck's people that are either, I'm sure they have people embedded in the media or contacts in the media, they were told not to cover this. That's what my sources told me.
Of their shareholders. You know, you think they would be outraged by being that vulnerable. Of course, that hits their bottom line, stock prices, but maybe by keeping it completely out of the media, the stock prices didn't take a hit.
That's exactly what happened. And then here we are, you know, here's the big reveal. Here we are 4 months later, $240 million in losses from production shutdown. Their adult Hep B vaccine production completely shut down to the end of 2018. Pediatric Hep B shut down as well, and Gardasil shut down. So Gardasil 9, that is. And that's just what we know. So like we were talking about off air, it could come out next week, Merck, and say, look, all our vaccines are shut down. It's kind of like we're flying in the dark here with what's going on behind the scenes, but their production took a massive hit, massive hit.
Folks, this is why if you pay attention to the mainstream media and think you're getting real news, or the news that is timely, you may be sadly or just realistically mistaken. Thanks to the work of Jeffrey Jackson and what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and our buddy Dale Bigtree is doing and other media outlets that are eventually catching up to us, we will continue this discussion. What does this mean? Of course, we would be cheering if there were no more Hep B vaccines for children born in America because the first day they're getting hammered. And unfortunately, SIDS might follow. SIDS. You know what that is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with Jeffrey Jackson. You can find him at jeffreyjackson.com. And it's not intuitive to spell the way Jeffrey does it, so it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find it. And you want to be participating, and you want to be throwing something at Jeffrey. Love, not stuff that hurts him, right? Including maybe donate to him because he's doing great work. And no, he's not being paid by Big Pharma like those dunderheaded reporters that are told and paid well to not cover the things that he covers. So support Jeffrey. Jeffrey, now, the Merck cyber attack. We're suspicious of this on so many levels. Why it's not being covered. What other things are you uncovering that you can communicate to us and to the listeners about what might be happening? What are the things that they're worried about besides stock price? Is there something else that we're missing here?
Well, I think it centers around, again, the vaccines. You know, we talk about this a lot, but it's because the biggest story is, in my opinion, the biggest health story in the world for a long time now. I think they're worried about their vaccine positioning. They had to reach out to GlaxoSmithKline to fulfill their Hep B orders because their production was shut down. So it almost looks like behind the scenes, everyone's holding hands when it comes to keeping the vaccines flowing because it's the cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so this is in Fox News. I'm reading right from Fox News right now. And Merck had basically a public notice and said the company borrowed doses of Gardasil 9 vaccine from the U.S. CDC pediatric vaccine stockpile. That's in Fox Business. A couple questions there. Why does the CDC have a Gardasil 9 vaccine stockpile? It's not like this thing's going to be a contagious outbreak all of a sudden, like some type of H1N1 flu. This is an elective vaccine for an STD, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of strange. And also the fact that Gardasil 9, which is really dangerous, but the Hep B essentially is gone from Merck until at least early January. That's just for pediatric, but the adult Hep B is completely gone. What I'm looking for now is continued losses. So I feel like Merck is going to be trickling out their losses, and instead of hitting it with the news cycle, the mainstream news cycle, one pop, they're going to just trickle it out every couple months and say, oh, by the way, our MMR's production's down as well. It just shocks.
Well, so will they get – is Julie Gerberding still there after all those years from CDC, or she retire with a golden parachute and millions of stock options?
I believe she retired. I believe she stepped down. I remember when she sold her stock options in the millions.
But, I mean, how much of this is she culpable for as heading the vaccine division or whoever is? Again, if you think just let's get outside of the vaccine industry and the evil that they represent in reality, any company at that large at that multinational level has just utterly failed if they're still vulnerable to this kind of cyber attack. But to come back to the vaccine issue that compounds the problem that they have as a business is if they're afraid that people get wind that they're not able to produce these things, again, what is it only about Merck or is it this broader context that people then begin to question, well, if I can't get the Hep B vaccine, those that perceive they need it, oh, is there another way? Is it suddenly that people open up and go, my gosh, there's got to be something else. And then they might learn about homeoprophylaxis, for instance, or other things that modulate immunity, or the fact that the Hep B vaccine doesn't work.
You bet. That's an excellent point. They have to go somewhere else. I think behind the scenes, they're all holding hands, and that includes the CDC and the FDA, one big happy family, and they're saying, look, we have complete immunity. We have guaranteed revenue streams, and if we can get the California SB 277-like laws passed in the U.S., not only do we have guaranteed revenue streams, we have mandatory revenue streams to force vaccinate an entire population. So they're all covering for each other behind the scenes. So although Merck may be down, it's interesting. We can't even see. I mean, these are vaccines that we put into kids on the first day of life. How can we not see what's going on with their manufacturing process if they're down? And here's a question. When the production got shut down, did they sell those vaccines? What happened to the vaccines that were in production? Did they pack them up and ship them out and say, hey, we need to make some money, so even though these things may not be 100%, just ship them out?
Sure. And if you had a shutdown for months at a time and you restart, how do they know what they're producing is efficacious? Now, of course, we argue that they don't do. And it's not an argument, it's just a fact, double-blind placebo-controlled studies to validate safety or efficacy of these vaccines, which gets into a secondary story that's equally important about HHS in a moment. But again, there are a lot of things that are happening that are not happening, right? It's like, well, this would normally be something that we'd want to inspect, get more paperwork on, validate your you know, how when you shut down like this inadvertently, how do you restart it? Are any of these coming out of Merck China, right? Are these all coming out of Merck Germany? Where is the production gap happening physically in terms of location?
Yeah, I was told that this cyber attack was what reached to their headquarters outside the U.S. as well. Or not their headquarters, but their locations outside, which is manufacturing.
Yeah.
And then also in New Jersey, where their headquarters are. But yes, there's a lot of questions. I got my eye on it, and I'll keep reporting on it as it comes out. But you mentioned the HHS notice. I definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, that is as big a news as anything, because the 1986 law activated by, I think, 88, that Reagan signed in, which removed all liability to vaccine manufacturers if they're or vaccine product was put on the recommended CDC childhood schedule. No liability. So there was no incentive to provide efficacious or safe vaccines. They were going to be on the list no matter what, and nobody could sue them. There was a tax added to each vaccine that was purchased that ultimately comes out of the U.S. taxpayer's pocket, even though you might not necessarily see it. And at that point, if something happens to your child, if they're injured, killed, into the autism spectrum, anything, good luck. Go through this special magistrate, an unconstitutional kangaroo court that came into being with the 1986 Act. And, please, can I have some level of compensation to make me whole again? Which you can never make a kid whole again if they've been obviously taken from you or so severely injured into the autism spectrum. So at this point, we've been talking about this for maybe some years here. Is there a way to roll back the law altogether and say, you know what, no liability protection for vaccine manufacturers? But somebody had the bright idea to look into the law itself and say, hey, here's a way we might be able to achieve something. So, Jeffrey, what is that way and what has been implemented recently?
Well, this is by Del Bigtree heads up this nonprofit, and it's I Can't Decide, or Informed Consent Action Network. And they served the Department of Health and Human Services, the secretary, acting secretary, his name is Eric Hargan. They served him a legal notice and said, it appears you are failing at your duty of vaccine oversight and safety, and here's why. And here's a list of about 11 questions that we would like answered within 60 days. Otherwise, we will enact a civil action and move forward with the legal process to basically get this thing taken care of. So the questions, I mean, we went through these questions on a show a couple of weeks ago with you. These questions are incredible. Let's just talk about the Hep B vaccine. One of the questions is asking if HHS can justify licensing pediatric vaccines without first conducting clinical trials. People listening to your show might say, well, what are you talking about? The Hep B vaccine, GlaxoSmithKline and Merck, respectively, spent 4 and 5 days. They followed people, kids, for 4 and 5 days after they gave the shot, and that was it. Then they're licensed. Now, and they follow them for adverse reactions. So if your child on day 6 had, I don't know, SIDS or some type of neurological problem or rash or anything, that's not the vaccine's fault anymore because they're licensed and we only followed it for 5 days. So most drugs, like, Lipitor or any type of these opioid painkillers, we're talking half a year, multi-year studies. And then the other thing that there hasn't been, and this is a fact, people, you can do your research. The other thing there hasn't been is the double-blind placebo-based studies and vaccines that would be a saline solution. They're testing them against typically the same adjuvant, maybe minus a virus or mm-hmm. minus a couple of things. So the same adjuvants are going in both trials.
You never determine if it's dangerous because you're not comparing it to a placebo. You're comparing it to some semblance of itself. And, you know, for those that say, well, it would be unconscionable and immoral to do a double-blind study that somebody gets a placebo, right? That's what they claim. That maybe could only be the case truthfully or factually if they had actually conducted them in the first place to determine that they actually work, much less that they're dangerous or safe. Now, last hour, or was it the beginning of this hour? No, the beginning of this hour, Jeffrey, we covered the failure of an entire procedure within cardiology called the heart stent for a use because they actually got approval to do a double-blind placebo-controlled study on all the way through a surgical insertion, yet not insertion, to remove it. And they found out that the entire thing was bunk. And, of course, we would likely find the same thing with the safety and efficacy test on vaccines. And, of course, this is the real reason, in my opinion, Jeffrey, that they don't want to conduct it. Not because it's immoral, because they are immoral and amoral for doing what they do, giving people babies Hep B vaccines on the first day of birth indiscriminately. But it isn't about the safety or efficacy. They don't want that known.
Well, here's a little window into what reality may be like. And I have to say I agree with this. So Harvard, under the funding and oversight of HHS, believe it or not, performed a study of 715,000 patients. And they were looking at the VAERS reporting, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And that's the reporting system that someone like you or I would report to if myself or one of our children had a vaccine injury or perhaps we thought it was a vaccine injury. So we would report to VAERS. So this Harvard study found that less than 1% of the vaccine adverse reactions are being captured because the reporting system is broken. So let's look at this. In 2016, VAERS received 59,000 reports, 432 deaths. So extrapolating that out, if that's less than 1%, we're looking at 5.9 million adverse reactions, 43,000 deaths. We're talking some big numbers here. Then you mix that, let's mix that up with the opioid epidemic right now, and you arguably have the biggest killer in the world, which is Big Pharma. So we're asking with this HHS notice, we're asking, look, show us the studies. Show us the reasoning. Show us the vaccinated and unvaccinated studies. Show us what you're doing to identify individual children and people that may not receive the vaccine because of genetic issues they may have or something that gives them susceptible to vaccine reactions. None of these things are being done, and the studies to make these vaccines available haven't been done either.
Jeffrey, how many more days does the HHS have to respond before it can go to the next level?
60 days total. We're in 1 month right now, so we have about 30 days.
30 days. So we're going to continue to follow up on this because the mainstream media will not. Del Vigery will at Highwire, of course, and Jeffrey Jackson is on it. And he's here anytime we can get him to report on this and more. Bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Oh, Shane commented just now on the YouTube. We're doing a live video simulcast here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. May we all be the lights of the world. Yes, Shane, it's a nice statement, and I agree. May we all be that. I talked earlier today about, you know, recognizing those who have that light pouring out of them. Whether you can see it visually, you can sense it on some level. And, you know, ultimately, when I navigate my worldly terrain, or when I go to a natural medicine or integrative medicine conference, I always have to have that level of radar up, right? To see the people who are actually living what they're teaching or preaching or selling. And more often than not, they're not. It's kind of like years ago, Super Don, you'll like this, going to all the natural product shows and finding out, you know, half the people were out on a smoke break. They're like, what? Really? Yeah, they're like, it was a commodity to them. They didn't live the life. So very few actually live what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And when I find those people, I like to acknowledge them, bring them on. And we've got some upcoming events and upcoming guests, some from this weekend. I'm not ready to reveal their names, although I mentioned one of them with the whole tones. But there are going to be some cool things we're going to discuss. And I think you said, Super Don, we got Jeffrey Smith coming up. Hopefully this week there's some upcoming things he's got announcements for.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can get him on. But he's got coming up this week on Tuesday. He's going to be publishing.
Make sure it's not embargoed. I don't want to blow the embargo, because sometimes he'll send me stuff in advance and say, don't release this until X day. I just thought about that as you're reading it, just to be on the extra cautious.
I don't see anything about an embargo.
Okay. All right.
So, but, you know, whatever. We'll err on the side of caution here. He's got a he's going to be publishing a breakthrough article having to do with GMOs. He's going to be appearing on the Doctor's
television show. Yeah. Well, I think a whole hour he's scheduled for on the Monsanto cover-up of the Health Dangers Roundup.
Yep, on Wednesday. And, you know, I get in the interest of trying to be informative here on breaking news, I'm just getting some information here. Apparently there's been a mass casualty shooting church in Texas, it looks like. And this is just breaking right now.
Okay, so obviously we don't have information to go on regarding that, so we will follow up on that tomorrow. Is it another one?
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, is that could it be another one that involves someone who is on psychiatric meds? Again, that often is the case.
We know more often than not that is the case. So this is just breaking. The information is just coming in now, so we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Well, we started this hour on science. Let's end it on science, shall we? Because apparently there's another one of those studies that you just facepalm. You're like, really? Somebody paid for this? Why would they do that? And that means it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by your teenager who says, not today, Dad, can't mow the lawn, I'm napping. That's right. Hopefully this is not the reason, though. But teens that are utilizing bees and wood, but it's weed and booze. I was about to say it wrong, and I did.
Bees and wood. Booze, yes.
No, it's bees and booze. No, it's weed and booze. It, apparently, and you'll never guess this, you would never hypothesize this in a million years, that those teens that are using both of those things get even lazier.
Wow.
I just
don't even know. I just don't even know anymore. This comes to us courtesy of University of Connecticut.
They had extra funds to do this.
What's that?
They had just extra money laying around. Hey, I know what we're going to do here. Let's.
So they found that teens who are, and it looks a very important detail in this study, is that these are teens that are, quote, dependent. And this is chronic. We're talking about chronic use, okay?
Are they dependent on the substance, or are they dependent on mom and dad for a place to live?
No, this is on the substance. Okay. And so they found that kids that chronically and habitually are using cannabis and alcohol achieve lower levels of education, were less likely to be employed full time. Interestingly enough, less likely to get married. And had a lower social economic potential. So basically, if you are stoned and drunk all the time, chances are you're going to do not so well in life.
You're not going to do not so much. You're not going to do anything. You're going to hang out. Bring me the donuts.
Yep.
Folks, that's it. Moment of Duh. We made it through another show. Kicking in our broadcast week. Remember, SoHo is coming up. Those of you in the natural products industry, I'll be speaking there with PhD Dr. Rob McCuspey about the science of silver. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break. Be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.